Dancing on the Beach. In preceding chapters, I've mentioned some of our beach days. Every Monday morning, the Lord wakes me up after 12 a.m., and He shakes my body for exactly 30 minutes. He is never 1 minute late or early. If I fall asleep for even 5 minutes, the shaking has to start over again. After 30 minutes of shaking, the Lord's presence appears to me and He tells me,
Daughter, we must go to the beach.
The minute He says this, my body shakes harder and an even stronger anointing comes. Then I can see my transformed body walking with the Lord Jesus on the beach, and we are holding hands. We walk on the beach, on the edge of the sand for a while, then we go up the hill and sit on a long, huge rock. This beach and rock were the ones He used for the revelation of heaven. When we get there, the minute we sit, I put my right arm under His arm, and then the Lord tells me,
You must see the water.
When He says these words, I can see the water on the beach in front of us. The same scenario was played out during my visit with Him after He had explained many things about my dancing and its true purpose. After we talked for a while, He said,
You must sing.
Then I sang. After I sang, we talked for a while, and He said,
Now you must dance.
Instantly, I knelt before the Lord and began to sing and dance. The Lord always sits before me with His legs crossed while I do this dance. I cannot see His face, but I know when He is either happy or sad. With this dance, He always looks happy, and I can tell He is smiling. I continually smile at Him the whole time while I am dancing. Each time I am with the Lord on the beach, I feel the same as I did when He took me to heaven. At such times, I am completely focused on the Lord. I can't think of anything else. There are no words to express the joy I have when I am with Him. How I wish such times of sweet communion could last forever. Each time I am with Him on the beach, I tell the Lord I don't want it to end. This Monday morning dance lasts for more than 40 minutes each time. After the dancing is finished, the Lord pays so many wonderful compliments to me that I always feel embarrassed because what He says seems too good to be true. After these moments of appreciation, He says,
You must see this.
Then I begin to sing again, and I see the whole ocean for a while. Soon, the scene changes to the whole world. After this, we talk again, and He says,
I must take you back so you can sleep.
With each word He says, our bodies move as if they were figures in a video. All this takes between 2 and 2.5 hours. At the end of our time together, the Lord always gives me a big hug, and then I see Him walking on the edge of the water. I am always able to see His back clearly while He is walking. Everything that happens on the beach involves my transformed body. My real body is lying on the bed, participating in the dance and singing. Remember, the Lord uses my spirit body, but all thinking and feeling happens in my physical body. This means that Jesus' spiritual body and my spiritual body are together. If I had pain in my body before the visit, most of the time it is all healed after these visits with my Lord on the beach. I want to explain everything about these experiences as clearly as I can, so when children read it, they will understand it fully. Children have a wonderful capacity to understand why this book is so very important to the Lord, because they are innocent, trusting, and open to God. It was on Monday, May 27, 1996, when the Lord took me to this beach and told me,
I will bring you to this beach every Monday.
Until now, He has never missed once. He said this will continue to happen until the last day. I have finally realized that my faith had been weak, and that is why I had been so discouraged and had complained to Almighty God. Since the dawn of that realization, during each and every dance, I seek only the Lord's face and never concern myself about anything or anyone else when I am dancing. I had only complained about the dance because I had thought with every dance great healings and deliverance would happen to the church. I had thought this because he had shown me many wheelchairs in the church. Our Lord God never explains details, however. His words are very brief and to the point.